Another day, another new memo from the Office of Management and Budget in the final days of the Obama administration. This time, OMB and the Office of Personnel Management want agencies to tackle, you guessed it, hiring. New guidance is designed to help OPM take the lessons it's learned from a recent hiring reform program and carry them into the future. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco joins me now to explain what agencies will have to do with just 3 months left in the administration. Nicole, what is in this guidance that we haven't heard before?
Well, it has three main objectives and then seven best practices that are supposed to help agencies actually get some success here. There's also a timeline and some deadlines coming up, but these things are all based on the feedback and lessons that OPM says it's learned from its Hiring Excellence campaign. We know that OPM launched it earlier this year, and the goal was really to help train hiring managers and HR specialists about some of the hiring authorities and flexibilities that they already have to bring on new people. OPM spent this year traveling to agencies across the country. They say they went to 22 cities, held 33 hiring excellence forums with about 3,000 people. Acting OPM Director Beth Cobert says that the feedback they got from them informed this guidance. And we won't go through every single one here, but the three main things that they want agencies to be doing. First, they want better collaboration between supervisors, hiring managers, and HR specialists. They want to make sure that they all know their own place within the hiring process. They want agencies to do better workforce planning and make recruitment more strategic so that they're reaching out specifically to diverse pools of candidates. And then finally, they want ways to better assess candidates so that they know that they're actually getting the best talent.
I think you reported earlier this year that they discovered, OPM discovered, that agencies are using very few of the authorities available to them. Was that also part of this training and awareness raising?
I think so. I think the goal here was to break down some of the confusion between some of these hiring authorities. One point that was made to me earlier this year was that they have to bring on HR and hiring managers so quickly that a lot of times they don't have time to really sit down and learn exactly what all of these authorities actually mean. So there was, I didn't get a sense that they're getting rid of some of these authorities, or they're saying don't use some, but use only these. But I think the goal here was to make it clear what's actually out there.
And as we mentioned earlier, there are only short weeks left really in the administration. Why is OPM, why are OMB, I guess, joining in on this also, doing this now?
We've heard a lot about the challenges with hiring in the government. I don't think we need to go through them. But this guidance really spelled out some of the general unhappiness that agencies actually have with this whole process, and specifically chief human capital officers. I was pretty surprised to see some of these numbers. 59% of hiring managers say they're satisfied with the overall hiring process. It's actually slightly better than in previous years, but that's still a relatively low number. 60% of managers say they weren't actively involved in recruiting for a new job, and a third of hiring managers say they didn't work with HR to actually talk about some of the skills that they're looking for from their candidates. This all came from a few different chief human capital officers surveys and then GSA's customer satisfaction survey. I spoke with Jerry Buckholz. She's the former NASA Chico, and she's now a senior advisor with Federal Management Partners. And she told me this is actually a smart move on OPM's part. Hiring reform is something that most people can agree on. One criticism she had, though, was that the guidance and best practices don't actually address some of the geographic disconnect that a lot of agencies have when it comes to hiring. She says, for example, a hiring manager might work in Oregon, but your HR office might be here in Washington, and they could be trying to fill a job in Texas, let's say. And that actual disconnect creates some challenges, and that might be why hiring managers and HR offices are having a hard time collaborating.
And that earlier statement, the fact that 59% of the hiring managers are satisfied with the process and quite a number of them don't work with HR to talk about skills, it sounds like they're content to just see what shows up on their desk for resumes, which
exactly.
Is not really a great level of involvement. And maybe that gets translated back to the candidates.
I think that's right, Tom. There was another statistic that said that 1 in 5 candidates who appear on their desk actually get through. And so that shows that, for the most part, some of the candidates that they're getting, the resumes that they're seeing on their desks, they're not happy with.
Interesting. So now there are some deadlines involved here with the guidance? What are those and are they doable?
So in November, OPM is supposed to give agencies specific data that will make this process a little bit easier for them, some agency-specific data about some of these challenges that they have. But December 16th, OPM wants agencies to pick 3 out of these 7 best practices and come up with a plan to make them happen. They're also supposed to pick a few people to sit on an agency-specific hiring excellence team. The agency's CHECO will lead this group. OPM will host regular meetings throughout the end of the year and the beginning of next to actually talk about this work. And then OPM is working on some new human resources training and courses, and those are supposed to come out in early 2017. I heard that this people will be very happy if they actually do come out with these new training courses for HR, because this is a big thing that has been lacking in recent years. Buchholz says that this is all very doable, even in the final months before the Obama administration ends. She says these are things that agencies really should be doing already, and this shouldn't actually interfere too much with the transition work that's been ongoing for the past few months. And she says that if the administration's going to pick some issues to work on its final days, she says this is a good one to pick.
And there doesn't seem to be a lot of political content in the idea of just being better hiring managers in the federal government. So you would think that whoever comes in next at the OPM team would say, yeah, this is great. The problems with hiring have spanned several administrations that have tried to attack it. So maybe this one, we always hope against hope, will continue with its legs in the new administration.
Right. I think when the hiring excellence campaign was first introduced, the criticism was, okay, well, we've heard this all before. You're essentially just doing the exact same thing, but you're just calling it something different. And OPM, I think, said, okay, that's a fair assessment. However, I think maybe the difference this time was they traveled specifically to some of these field offices. They sat down and said, okay, what are your issues with the hiring process? Here are some things that you can use right now. We don't have to change laws to make this happen, which we know would be a very long and complicated process. And so, yeah, I think the next administration, whoever leads it, shouldn't necessarily have too much of an issue with some of these things.
Federal News Radio's Nicole Agresco, thank you for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to read Nicole's story online now at federalnewsradio.com.